Hey babe, it must be, what, I think 4 a.m. where you are. It's almost 11 p.m. here. I just wanted to send you this voice note for you when you wake up. There's no way I can type it all out. Well, I hope you're not too jet-lagged. I hope you're having a good time at your conference. Just remember to network, okay? That's the whole point of these things, so don't be shy. Anyway, I just really wanted to let you know a couple of things. I wanted to get it all out before you came back home. It really can't wait. Well, first, I know what you're into. I mean, really into. I was cleaning your gaming setup today, and you forgot to log off. I saw your Reddit page, babe. I snooped and saw the post that you saved from... Gone Wild Audio? Babe, the stuff you save. Cheating audios? Cuck stuff? Humiliation? Is that what you're listening to in your headphones at night when you think I'm asleep? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to kink shame you or anything. I'm not mad at all. I just wish I knew earlier. Much earlier. I'm just relieved. So relieved to finally see your true nature. To what you really are. It makes the next thing I need to tell you much easier. I'll just get to it then. I've been cheating on you. It's my boss. I'm sleeping with my boss. I've been doing it since... You remember that day when we all went to take fall pictures? When the photographer kept saying I was glowing? The first time was that morning, actually. Oh man, I feel so relieved. I hope you're still listening, honey. Babe, he's just so good. He's so amazing. His cock is massive. It's honestly the size of my forearm. I thought people exaggerated about his size, but it's all true. He knows how to use it, too. He fucks me, like he really fucks me. Hard. Oh, it's so nice, baby. Are you okay hearing these types of things? I mean, you're into this, right? Are you hard? He fucks me here, at our home. That's why I was able to get that nice arrangement to work from home. He lets me, so we can do it here. He doesn't live far, you see. We do it after I drop the kids off. I come home, I change. Sometimes he doesn't even want me to do that. And he comes in. He has his own set of keys now, too. And he just takes me whenever he decides that day. He's even here tonight. He actually just finished working on my car. I had an appointment today, but he told me to cancel it because he wanted to work on it himself. Then, while he was here, he noticed a few things around the house that needed to be done. He's just finishing those up now. Babe, you know, he fucks me raw. From the first time I told him not to, he said he didn't have any condoms, so we used one of yours. It snapped right away. He's just too big. I can still see it. That first time. I was laying on your side of the bed. His cock was covered in my juices. I was so fucking wet. And I was shaking. The torn condom was still on him. And he was going slow. Because I wasn't used to his size yet. It was like watching a huge piston slowly stretch me out. Oh, babe, it was so hot. I still play with myself to the thought of it. While you're on your games. I use my dildo, but it doesn't even compare. The second time was even better. Just days later, we tried so many positions, babe. Every time since, I take him so well now. Now I finally get what they mean, baby. When they say a real man can reach places others can't. And I have never had to fake it with him. You never noticed, did you? That I've been faking it. All that, yes. It's not real. It never was. We still do it raw. He never even brings protection now. He knows I want another one anyways. Oh, he makes me call him Big Daddy. You're still listening to this, right? Oh, just a few minutes? Okay, thank you. We do such filthy things, babe. He makes me pull out our wedding album, place it on the floor, open it up. Then he spreads my legs over it and takes me from behind. He makes sure we spill all of our juices on it. And when we don't do that, he paints my face and he coats the ring on my finger too. The engagement ring. You know he calls it cheap. Then he makes me suck it clean. You want me to tell him more? Okay. Well, last week, I rode him on your gaming chair too. Oh, it felt so good. When he got close, I spun him around, stroking him till he shot his thick ropes all over your monitor. That one was my idea. Oh, he shoots so far, too. Nowadays, when he's done, he makes me wipe his cock with one of your favorite face towels. You left it here, by the way. You know, it's not all that filthy. Lately, I make him lunch when we're done. You know, he's always so appreciative of it. He shows it to me by bending me over and taking me again. I press breast up against the kitchen table. Other times, he gives me my own lunch to choke on. You know, it's not just all sex, baby. I really like him. He's handsome, capable, successful. He's got a savings too. Enough to walk away tomorrow. He says he'll take care of all of us too. Even you. No more worrying. He wants us to stay together. And he'll come by when it suits him. Don't worry, I already told him yes. I'm not sorry, baby. I'm not. This is not an apology. He's just a better man than you. I have to go now. You don't need to text or call. I'll be busy. Just have fun over there, okay? Take pictures. Next time we have the house to ourselves, you can be there too. Yeah, be outside. You can just listen. That's what you want, right? Okay. Big Daddy says I need to say goodbye now. I love you. I really do. You're my